You're in the right place at the right time for Let's Talk Live Now. Here's your host, Miss V on the Scene.
Well, all right, folks, we are really, really, really having a great time with our guests, Scott and Emily McKay, founders of XNY Communications out in San Antonio, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are just tuning in, you are missing a hot discussion. We are pretty much, in essence, talking about why can't I find a good man or good woman? And we have, as our guests, some folks who have a concept and approach to relationships that is not like anything else I've seen out there. And I have to tell you, I'm not 20-something, and if I would have known any portion of what Scott and Emily have been laying out there, as well as my callers, I'd be in a different state or a different situation, personally speaking. And again, just in case you don't have the number to call in with your questions or comments, that's 888-463-6748. Listen, first date, second date. What's the best approach to that, Emily, and why?
First date or second date?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. The first one is just to get the date. Well, I would say get online if you're not on there, first of all, because that's a great way to get dates. And another thing, too, is when you're actually going out on your errands and your daily life, like to the store, is always be ready to meet the guy of your dreams. Too many women leave the house looking frumpy. And so if you go out with the mindset of meeting someone so that you can get that first date, once you get that first date, you just simply have to learn how to communicate in such a way that you're going to get that second date. Here's some examples. When you're on that first date, you don't want to be talking to the guy as if you're going to marry him that moment. So, are we going to have kids, or how many kids do you want to have? You know, the magical words that make the guy want to turn and run. But you do want to get your answers. You do want your questions answered. So the next question is, at what point during date 1, 2, and 3 do I ask the questions I want to know about? Is he interested in marriage? Is he interested in having kids? What plans does he have for the both of us? Things like that. And usually that's what causes a lot of people to mess up on date 1 and 2, is that they start asking creepy questions. And so learning to ask fun, loving questions that still let you know a little bit about that personality without being forward. Now, you can be playful by asking questions like, so when's the last time you look at the clouds and what shapes did you see? And you think that's an arbitrary question, but that will let you know if this person knows how to relax, if they know how to have fun, if they're creative, if they're going to be enjoyable to hang around, things like that.
Wow. Wow. You know something, Emily, you're bringing up something very important here. And the first thing that comes to my mind is that a lot of folks don't really know what to look for. Folks have been in one bad relationship after another. But today, with you and Scott being here, we're going to help a whole lot of folks get out of that humdrum, you know, chasing your tail sort of syndrome with meeting the right type of person. Now, Scott, this is for you, and I know that you have the answer for me. Sex for sale. Okay, if that's the mantra for the man or the woman, what words do you have for those kind of folks?
Well, sex for sale. I'm assuming you don't mean literally.
Could be. I mean, you go out on a date, you owe me something. You dig where I'm coming from?
Right, yeah. You know, it's funny because...
That would be the sex-focused guy.
Right, yeah. The sex-focused guy is the guy who says, I'm in this to get some. I'm in this just to satisfy my own sexual needs. And, you know, it's funny, a lot of women out there, especially, I think, as they get to be 30-something and some of the idealism goes by the wayside, they're acting more and more like stereotypical guys in terms of really being sex focused. Now, if that's what someone wants out of their life and they've made that decision, I can't judge that. But as far as sex being for sale, I think a lot of times you do hear about a guy taking a woman out to a fancy dinner, for example, and expecting something as a sexual favor in return. And I think that's very selfish thinking, and I think it's very backwards thinking. Ironically, you know, a lot of times a guy will say, well, I think the whole purpose of dating is to have sex. You know, there's even mainline dating experts who advocate that premise.
You're making that up again.
Right, but they also tend to be the same guys who say, you know, once I get these women in bed, they all just lay there. Nothing. And I'm like, well, hello. What have you done to make her excited about being there? Except use her. I mean, if she has low self-esteem, and she's saying, well, I want a guy in my life, so it seems like, you know, having sex with him is the only way to keep him around. She's going to let him do what he wants to do, quote-unquote, have his way with her. But she's not going to be excited about it. Meanwhile, if there's a woman who really isn't so into the guy, but she's happy to let him take her out and take her to Ruth Chris Steakhouse and spend lots of money, she may go, all right, well, I like him spending lots of money on me, but, you know, I'm not so into him. He may be like, well, you know, she's really pretty or something. I like her company. I don't really appreciate her using me. I feel like an ATM machine, but because I don't have any other women in my life, I'm going to let it happen. Whenever something has been, I think here's the best way to put it. Whenever you have a dating relationship and it has been distilled down to a very unidimensional relationship or a very myopic relationship in terms of lacking depth, in other words, you only really are there because of this one perk or this one benefit, what you're doing is you're robbing yourself of having a great relationship. You're not deserving of a great relationship because you're willing to settle for that. And you're also robbing that other person of the opportunity to find someone who's going to appreciate them a lot more than you do. So if you are focused on just sex, for example, I mean, anything could be for sale, really. It could be companionship for sale. It could be get rid of my loneliness for sale. If you're just really depending on someone to meet that one selfish need and you really don't have their best interest at heart.
Or nothing to offer.
Or nothing to offer them in return. Then you're missing the point, you're settling, and you're causing the other person to settle. That's
my
take on it.
Wow. You two, listen, quick question. Do you two just fill each other's sentences? Because when you're thinking, Scott, Emily answers. That's incredible. I guess that's what relationships are all about.
Well, our best behavior.
It's wonderfully.
Listen to our podcast. It's like that nonstop.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's the way it should be. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, I have to jump to you, Miss Emily. You know, we know that you have deservewhatyouwant.com as well as, or both of you have deservewhatyouwant.com, but Miss Emily has clickwithhim.com for the ladies. And this question specifically, Miss Emily, is for you. Consensus says that men are just insecure babies. Now, be that as it may, how can a woman put a man at ease relative to these insecurities she may notice about that type of man? What can a woman do to help that kind of man if she's willing?
Well, actually, I have two thoughts on that. The first of it is you got your Mr. Nice Guy syndrome who is constantly trying to pander to your every wants and desires. And, you know, he'll be whatever you want him to be. That's a
turn-off. That's nice for me, Emily. That's a good one.
That's just a turn-off because it's like, ooh. But what you really want is a guy who knows how to be a man. However, they do have insecurities in the sense that they're afraid. That was a shock to me when I first discovered that. Men, they're afraid to approach us. They're afraid to say hello. I'm just a little old girl, you know. How can they be afraid to say hello? I'm not going to bite them. But it's true. That's a huge reason why guys don't ask us out. They're afraid of us. There are things we can do to make them more comfortable. First of all, pay attention to your mood and the way that your posture is and the way that you're behaving. In other words, for example, if you've had a busy day at work and you're completely stressed out, take a moment to de-stress because you need your muscles in your face to be relaxed. You need the ability to smile and laugh and have a good time when you're in public. That's going to help him feel more relaxed to approach you because you're not going to look like with your face all tight and mean and your arms crossed and don't even dare say hello to me because I'm mad. I've had a bad day at work. You want to look approachable. And sometimes we fail to realize that we're giving off these vibes that we don't want to be approached and we don't even realize it. And then we wonder why men aren't even saying hello to us. Well, they're afraid of us. Even when we do our best to look approachable, they're still afraid of us. We need to look at them when we do see them. Look in their eyes. Take a moment to actually do that. I know it's a scary thing sometimes, but if you look into their eyes, they realize that we've taken notice of them. And give them signals to let them know that, yes, you know, come over here and say hello to me. Or if you want, you can even, if you happen to be sitting next to him or within a close proximity, you can even say something funny that he can have an ability to actually join in on a conversation. There are certain things we can do to help ease the tension. Or if you're on a date, be prepared with a few real simple questions that are, like I said earlier, excuse me, I'm sorry, we're coming down with allergies here. Come up with questions that are fun. That way, when you're actually on the date, you can ask the question so that both of you can laugh and you're not being serious. That will put him at ease so you can see his true personality come out.
Wow, wow. I'm definitely agreeing with you on that, Emily. I can see that happening, looking into the man's eyes. You know what, folks? We're running down to the last few minutes. I have one final question I'd like for both of you to answer very quickly for me, and this is it. Now, it's my own personal questions, guys. Who's to lead in the relationship? Scott, you first.
Well, I think, first of all and foremost, no one is better than the other person in a relationship. But I do think that women expect a man to bring a certain level of stability and security, and they look to him quite often to be the guy with the plan, even long term. If you show me a woman who wears the pants in a relationship, you'll show me a bitter woman, because I've never met a couple where the woman was absolutely henpecking the guy. He was completely under her whim, and she had respect for him. And so I think that women want the guy to be able to take the lead, but I think it's almost like when a president is building a cabinet. He's a leader, but he's going to select the best leaders to lead every cabinet position, because he's got to be a leader of leaders. So if a woman has a strong leadership capability, then basically the woman is going to want that guy to have leadership ability, but that guy is going to in turn share that leadership with the woman. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Emily, we are running out of time. I'm just going to throw this final thought out there to all my listeners, and that is this. Relationships can be rewarding from start to finish, folks. And as long as you learn beforehand what to do, that's what this segment was all about. Sharing some things with you that only you can make your life more endurable. Here, before we close, absorb this quote from the author Doris Lessing, and the quote is this. This is what learning is. You suddenly understand something you've understood all your life, but like today, you understand it in a new way. Our guests have been the phenomenal Scott and Emily McKay, founders of X and Y Communications. If you want the key to change, this husband and wife team is it. Ladies, don't take my word for it. Check Miss Emily out at clickwithhim.com. And fellas, do yourself and your potential mate the same favor. Check Scott out on the web at theleadingman.com. You'll be glad you did. And we are out for this week's segment. Thank you all.